take a deep dive into paranormal phenomena and the thin line between science and the unexplained. This is The Unimagined. So we had a whole conversation for about 30 minutes or so, and it turns out that it stopped recording right before Caro and I got into the paranormal talk about her experiences. So now we're recording this audio talking about how it didn't record the audio that we had set up for about 30 minutes or so and stopped recording.
Yeah.
So there were a few experiences that she was talking about that we won't hear because everything got deleted or we don't know what took place.
Just not this episode.
Not this episode. We'll have to talk about it another time.
We're going to have to do like a video recording with an audio recording with like some sort of other kind of recording.
Yeah, it's like a backup of a backup of a backup.
Yeah.
And it was, and it's supposed to record the screen and the audio, which has worked for me all these other times. So it's a little strange how just all of a sudden we're talking about your experiences and it stops right before.
Yeah, it's like it does not want, like the knowledge does not want to, or the knowledge wants to be made public, but the technology is just not. It's freaky. Why is it not working?
why is it
Is this a paranormal activity we're experiencing?
Yeah, see, that's what we don't know. Because, I mean, nothing gave out as far as, like, any of the equipment that we have. But just the recording itself is no longer existent.
Yeah.
And I know there's energies that can manifest and take energy away from anything around it, whether it's from people or from electronic equipment. But
yeah, it's interesting because I've used Signal a lot. It's this encrypted app.
Right, like WhatsApp kind of?
Yeah, like WhatsApp. And I used to talk a lot about this kind of stuff with a friend of mine. But one time in particular when we started talking about our backgrounds, like I come from Otomi background. My grandmother was a curandera. So when I started talking about that, it kept cutting off. And my friend was talking about like how his stepdad, his lineage has a lot of like satanismo. And every time, like right now my computer's flickering. I'm not even touching it. So every time he would say Satan or satanismo, it would distort, like the sound would distort and the call would either drop or
I know you're stuttering and nobody can see this because it's all audio, but as soon as you said it, the right side of your screen, like that the blank space to your left distorted. What? On this side.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm recording this, but yeah, it's a little odd that as soon as you mentioned that something would happen when somebody would mention Satan,
yeah,
that happened on this side as well. So it's it's a little odd, but this all kind of lines up with everything being deleted that we were talking about. Yeah, because you were kind of cutting out too when we were recording the episode. You were kind of cutting out here and there, and it was mostly around the times when you were talking about that same thing. So
yeah,
it's a little strange.
Yeah, it is. So, Robert, I want to ask you, so why deal with the paranormal?
Well, it's something that I think I've always been, I guess, drawn to. I haven't had too many experiences, like I said, in some of the other episodes, but it's something as a kid, I think I kind of grew up hearing, you know, folklore and urban legends and things like that around the neighborhood that I grew up in. And just, I mean, you know how kids are. We always talk about stuff and hear, you know, things that happen and take place. So it was something that I've just been kind of involved in since I was younger. And I was the one, just like you were mentioning about your family in the episode that we did not get on audio recording, how everybody would watch horror movies and scary movies and things like that. That's what I would do. And me and my sister and our neighbor, which is like one of our, you know, extended sisters, basically.
Yeah.
We would always do stuff like that. So it was just something that was just always interesting to me. So I decided, why not talk about it and reach out to other people and hear their experiences on it. So we can share that kind of common connection.
I would love to sneak you into my haunted childhood home.
I mean, yeah, I'm up for it. Let's do it. Share the experiences of your childhood haunted home.
The house, actually, this house that I'm staying at right now for this residency, artist residency, is haunted.
Interesting.
This house is haunted. But it's a nice ghost.
Okay.
It's the nanny.
It's a friendly. Oh. A nanny who used to stay in that house?
Yeah. Okay. So there's this one night I because of something I have to take at night, my medication, I only sleep like a certain amount of hours. So I'm up maybe either 7 a.m. or 3 a.m. So this time I was up around 2, 3 a.m. And I hear this ruckus in the kitchen. And it's really loud. It's like, all this noise that I'm making right now. And I'm thinking, okay, it's one of the housemates. So I let it go until our other housemate had made this hanging installation underneath the stairs in between like the dining and the studio space, and I just hear this shatter, and my other housemate is there, Anastasia, and she's looking at me like, wait, did you do this? Did you were you like, what's up, were you up making all this noise, and did you like bump into this and it broke? And we're looking at each other like, no, did you do this? Like, you were here first.
Yeah, someone's trying to rationalize what happened.
Exactly. So that's not the first instance that we hear like ruckus in the middle of the night, and it's nobody. It's like, we talk about it the next day and it's like, no, we were not in the kitchen. But yeah, apparently, I don't know exactly how she died, but there was also a pool in the house or outside of the house, and now it's a second patio. So I'm not sure if that has to do with the nanny passing away.
Have you felt the energy of her?
The moment I walked into the house, I felt this warmth.
Yeah, at ease.
Yeah, I still feel that. I don't feel like threatened by this ghost or at all. Or I feel like they really take care of us. but they make a lot of noise in odd hours.
They want you to know that they're there, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Let you know that they're all around just watching over you guys. And how many people are in this residency with you here in the house?
Right now it's down to, okay, this is the other creepy part. The first day that we were here all together, it's just the three of us, Jules, Anastasia, and myself. And we're waiting on two other housemates, which delayed their integration. One of them got sick in Cancun, had to fly back to the States. The other recently flew back to the States because they were ill in some way. But the first day that it was Jules, Anastasia, and I, Jules, we love wine. So for some reason, Jules and I only grabbed three wine cups. And now 3 weeks later, it's just three of us left. so I don't know. For some reason, por algo pasan las cosas.
Manifesting.
Yeah, it's just manifesting. So it's just a strange thing. I don't think it's quite paranormal, but maybe Jules is a little psychic.
Maybe. I mean, it still kind of all ties into the paranormal either way.
Yeah,
right?
It all ties. Going back to like that intuition part, nurturing our intuition.
Yeah.
That nurturing that voice, that inner voice, that inner child too, that is very much grounded.
Right.
That is very much a protector, right? Like, you know, who better to know ourselves than ourselves?
Absolutely.
So I think, yeah.
Yeah, if you start to hone in on that energy, then I guess it kind of, yeah.
There's
a lot of power behind it, yeah. Definitely. It's good energy. Mm-hmm. It's the universe speaking to you and you speaking back to it.
Right. And we got to listen, or else, you know, There is another instant with my she calls me her twin flame. I call her my twin, but we're really like best friends. Okay, this is the day we reunited after like 5 years of disconnection. And so we're reuniting, and I bring her back to the office in Fairfax, where I used to have a studio, share a studio space. I bring her back there, and we were talking. We're talking. She's mentioning a lot of crazy conspiracies involving everything being a simulation, involving like making sure you have like an indicator of like reality, like a little memento, and so, and then at the same time, we're like, where the fuck are our phones? Where we brought them out of the car, and so we skate back to the car. They find their phone super quick. My phone is nowhere to be found. I'm freaking out. We're doing like find my iPhone, whatever. We have to travel to the valley to find it. Before that all happened, we were driving towards the west side. So we were driving down Santa Monica. It's Santa Monica and Fairfax facing west. The sun, Robert, I kid you not, the sun looks enormous. It looks digital, flickering. We were sober too, okay? We were so sober.
Have to get that out of the way.
Yeah, and if we weren't, then we would have sobered up quick with seeing this digital fucking sun just right here, right in our face. And we're looking at each other like, who else is seeing this right now? I look at the people around us, and they're like walking like there's like nothing. But we're in our car, Kaiju, and this sun is looks so unreal.
That's
The
interesting.
sun looks so unreal. And it reminds me of we tried taking a picture, and it just wouldn't do it. It would not translate.
Leading back to the technology
But
not acting right when we're speaking of certain
exactly,
things.
exactly. Right now, your voice sounded very like staticky
Yeah,
and
we're getting
strange.
a bad connection.
Yeah, but that instance reminded me of a dream that I had with my friend Zamaria. It was basically like the sun, about the heat. It was just, the world was so hot that you couldn't stay long, more than 5 minutes outside without like getting intense sunburn or dehydration or like melt start to melt. So there's like a lot of melted faces in this dream of mine. I don't even know if it was more of a nightmare, but yeah. That sun reminded me of the sun in my dream, and kind of like a peek into the future,
Yeah, it's like a prophecy in your dream.
Yeah, seems like it. It felt like it.
For
And then
sure.
coming full circle 5 years later with this actual digital sun trying to eat us, but no one else noticing the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked around too. I was like, did anyone else see the digital sun the other day? Like, no. That sun
Was
does not
meant just for
exist.
you two to see it.
Yeah, I really believe that. I think there are a lot of, I think we're all really connected. We're all really connected more than we know. I think that's why sometimes when we meet strangers, we're like, and there's this spark, and there's this instant connection. I think that's what happened with us too.
Yeah, definitely.
There's just people that you need to meet in life that become part of your team, part of your like inner protective circle. And
Yeah.
I think we all have to really nurture our team.
I believe that
And
as well.
I've noticed that there are a lot of good people on my side, a lot of good people on our team.
Yeah, you definitely need that energy around you.
Yeah, for sure.